The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Pharmaceutical companies, Harley, and price fixing.
Yeah, there are at least 20 of these drug companies that are being sued by various states in the country. Not by the federal government itself, but by the various states, saying we're on to what you were up to. That what they were doing is they were working together to drive the prices, even of generic drugs, up artificially as much as 1,000%. We've seen a lot of spikes in drug prices that, you know, should have been generic and much less expensive than the prescriptions. And, you know, inexplicably, some of these prices have been way too high. And so they've taken a look at it and they've said, you know, there's something very hinky here. And so we need to do something about it. There is a 500-page lawsuit. It says the generic drug industry has always had this discrete agreement in the background to ensure that the companies that are supposedly competing, that all have the right to make these generics, don't compete for the business and drive the prices lower. They artificially keep the prices higher.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
I don't think this is any surprise there, quite frankly. The Pentagon.
Well, this is interesting because the president, you know, can't get the Congress to do what's obviously in the people's interest and do something about the border. So the Pentagon has been taking a look at it. They're down there on the border, and they said, well, this is obviously a crisis. So the Pentagon has put out $1.5 billion to build another 80 miles of barriers on the border. And at the same time, the acting U.S. Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, said that the Pentagon and troops are going to be on the border until it's secure. So they're going to extend the service life of the people who are down there, or, you know, continue to deploy new ones in order to keep the border secure. Mm, it's not secure now. They've got a long ways to go.
Absolutely.
So that's the idea.
Absolutely. Silicon Valley?
Well, you know, they're going to have their own stock exchange. The U.S. regulators, the SEC, said okay to setting up what they call the Long-Term Stock Exchange, LTSE. It's a Silicon Valley-based national securities exchange. You want to buy high-tech stocks? This will be the place to go. You could also do it on the NASDAQ, perhaps, but this is going to be their own. They figure it'll give them more control and maybe make it a lot easier for people to raise money for their startups and things like that. So Silicon Valley, so big, it has its own is about to have its own stock exchange.
Astonishing. Good on you, Harley. Always informative, always interesting, always instructive. Harley in the United States of America.